This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Verse 3, we continually remember three things before our God and Father. Your work produced by faith. The word work there is ergon. We get the word ergonomic. It has to do with physical labor. Produced by faith. What is it that motivates us to do anything for the Lord? It's faith in who God is. Faith in his promises. Faith that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Faith in the fact that God is God and he will bless my life. That's why we do things. But the second one is more interesting to me. Your labor prompted by love. I found out the word labor has to do with toil. And what it means is this. If you have children, it's not all fun and games, is it? There's toil. There's sweat. There are times when it's uncomfortable. There are times when you don't sleep. There are times when you're patience runs out. But you know what it's called? It's called a labor of love. It's where you toil because you love somebody. Dr. Bruno Bettelheim is a Christian psychologist who counsels single people. People who are thinking about getting married, and he says he runs into people that say this to him, I need my space. And before I get married, I want to know how to tell my husband or my wife to be that I need my space. And I need to be left alone, and that's just very important to me. And you know what Dr. Bettelheim does that surprises and literally shocks the daylights out of the people when they're sitting there? He said, that's great, I respect that, but I got two suggestions for you. Don't get married, and don't have kids. Don't get married and don't have kids. That's all I'm gonna say to you, he says. Because when you are married and you have children, you have people who do wanna get into your space. And there becomes a time when you say, I want my space, and the kids say, uh-uh, you're not going to get your space today. It's called a labor of love. There's toil involved in true love. And when you love somebody, you put up with the toil because of the love. That's the point I'm making. You put up with the toil, and somebody has to do that with you. Somebody has to do that with you and me. That's a powerful thought. And then your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Endurance is the ability to last. And what is it that's the driving force that helps us to last is hope in the Lord. And it's not something like, I hope it doesn't rain next Thursday. That's not what we're talking about. It's something that is an anticipatory thing where you anticipate because of evidence. You have an anticipation that the Lord is coming back. You have an anticipation that the Lord does give his grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. He treats a proud man as the enemy. Most people don't get that in Proverbs where it says, God gives his grace to the humble man, but he resists the proud man like an enemy. That's what the word resist, to oppose as an opponent. God becomes the opponent of a proud woman. God becomes the opponent of a proud man who says, it's all about me. And God becomes the enemy. And unfortunately, most people don't get that. They don't understand that. They've never faced that. Verse 4, for we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you. And go right into verse 5, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. Years ago, I woke up one morning, it happened to me in the morning, I realized, you know what? I don't win anybody to Christ. All I do is proclaim the message, and the Holy Spirit of God takes his word and his truth, and he works that in the lives and hearts of people, and he's the one who does the winning and the ministry, because that's what Paul said. The gospel came to you not just with words, but with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction.
Well, tune in tomorrow on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel, to continue this message on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.